The purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment. Before we begin Health Watch, I need to tell you that this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from The Way of Health, a nonprofit health clinic emphasizing internal medicine, including special programs for mental health issues such as depression or anxiety, also Chinese medicine and acupuncture. The Way of Health is located at the corner of Southeast Market at 106th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-788-4165.
Good morning and welcome to Health Watch. I'm Dr. David Naiman, your host. Today's guest is Dr. Ellen Cutler. Dr. Cutler has more than 20 years research and clinical experience in the use of enzyme supplements. She is the founder of BioSet, an innovative healing system that combines enzyme therapy with other complementary medicine disciplines to treat chronic illness and achieve optimum health. Dr. Ellen Cutler is the author of The Food Allergy Cure and Winning the War Against Asthma and Allergies. She is here today on Health Watch to talk about her new book, Micro Miracles, Discover the Healing Power of Enzymes. If you'd like to join the conversation here on Health Watch, the number is 503-231-8187. Welcome to Health Watch, Dr. Cutler.
Oh, it's great to be with you today. I love Portland. I went to school there.
Oh, really? Which school did you go to?
I graduated Western States Chiropractic College.
Oh, nice.
A while ago. So, and then I followed up, and I also got a medical degree later on in my professional life. So, but I do mostly enzymes in my BioSet work. So I'm really happy to be with you.
Well, let's acquaint our listeners with your own story. You mentioned your personal story in the beginning of Micro Miracles and how that got you involved with enzyme therapy.
Ever since I was a little girl, I always struggled with digestive problems and food allergies. And by the time I got into professional school and, stress and working to support myself, it got really, really bad. And I was like living on one food a day and struggled to get through each day, let alone finish school and do what I needed to do to start working. So after chiropractic school, I did a postgraduate work in orthopedics, and the professor realized my struggle. I was diagnosed with colitis, which is ulcerative colitis, and for those of the viewers that don't know, it's an inflammation, severe inflammation of the whole bowel. And it's not, fatal, but it disrupts your whole life, and it's very disabling. And very painful, no matter what I ate, it didn't work. And the only option was surgery later on or medication, heavy medication. So this professor knew my struggle, and he said that I should try taking a digestive plant enzyme to help me digest my foods. And at that time, even though it's been around 100 years, there's been little written about it and nothing really that accurate. So I searched and found someone that could recommend the best enzyme, and I took the enzyme, and within 2 weeks, I have never, ever had that problem again. And this was like almost 25 years ago. And also what I noticed that other things that coincided with that as well was fatigue, and my immune system was weak. I was getting sick all the time, cold sores, I had no energy. So I saw a change in that as well. So in my practice, when I started practice, I gave all my patients enzymes, whether they had any digestive problems or not, because I realized it made such a difference. This is the next miracle supplement. And this book is a result of all those years of what the miracles of enzymes can do. They are essentially the next frontier in healing, I really believe.
Well, let's take a step back and perhaps you can explain to us what exactly enzymes are and how they work.
Our body produces enzymes, and then we could take enzymes as supplements. Enzymes are protein molecules that are catalysts, which means they accelerate chemical reactions in the body. So, like, for example, you know, enzymes come from the word leaven. Leaven is, you know, leaven bread. It makes the bread, you know, process and grow. They're like the spark plugs in the body. So, with you know, every single cell of our body needs enzymes, and you know, our immune system, our cardiovascular system, our as well as our digestive system, even preparing soft tissue, enzymes are the essential ingredient. They're the spark plugs. So our body produces our own enzymes, and we run out of those enzymes. And by running out, a lot of health issues can occur. And that's what MicroMiracle is about. So everybody needs enzymes, definitely, and it's essential to life.
And why would you say that nowadays you're seeing more people who run out of their own enzymes or deplete themselves of their own digestive enzymes?
Well, it happens with age. It's just a process that occurs with aging naturally, unless you constantly replenish it. Where we're lacking is not replenishing it. So the reason I feel is probably all the processed foods we're eating do not have the natural enzymes in them. We don't eat enough raw food. We chew our food way too fast to utilize the enzymes in the raw food if we're eating it. And really, you know, when you look, like I was just upstairs with a patient and we're looking at what her diet, you know, and when you look at people's diets for most of the week, you rarely see a wholesome meal that is essentially good amount of salads and raw food and fruits. You know, people eat a lot of processed foods. And because we're always eating on the run, we are not adequately digesting our food. And we're not absorbing the nutrients to make the enzymes necessary for longevity and a youthful long life. So we run out of enzymes because we're not getting the food with the enzymes. We're not absorbing the nutrients that help make those enzymes. So it's kind of like we're you know, running around and trying to survive on essentially less and less of the good support that is necessary for a healthy, long life.
And would you say if you had a particularly motivated patient that just increasing the amount of enzyme-rich foods would be enough for some people?
For some people, yes, it's possible. For most people, it's such a good question. It really is not possible. And I think what I've seen is that because our soil doesn't have the vitamins and mineral-rich cofactors necessary to make the enzymes like we used to have, and you really need to get a lot more raw food, and you need to chew your food at least 30 times, and nobody does that. I've never met anyone who does that. You know, you got to live in some cave someplace, and eating is all you do all day. So we you know, even if we did everything a little bit more, if we chewed our food a little bit better, and, you know, you could probably maybe have one meal a day where you don't take an enzyme, as long as you maybe take another meal, definitely, with an enzyme. So what I recommend, you know, it's so easy to just take. Go out and get a good digestive enzyme. And in my chapter 3 of my book, I give you a good example of what a good enzyme would be. And you can even take a quick 5-minute questionnaire and decide if you're enzyme deficient, and probably most people who are listening are. And take an enzyme, even if it's for one or two meals, it will make a difference, because sometimes a good enzyme will last for two meals, which now because of the book and because enzymes are the next frontier of healing, there's a lot more enzymes. Even before I wrote the book, or while I was researching, there's a lot more enzymes available that are really adequate and can do the trick. It makes such a difference. You know, you're looking at a change in your energy will happen almost immediately. You'll notice most of the digestive problems are not there. Even something like hay fever will be helped just by taking an enzyme. And it's great for children who have this attention deficit disorder, as well as chronic sinus infections and ear infections. You know, enzymes are the key to good, healthy, natural, good immune system, too, as well. So they are really, you know, and it's not like you have to stop taking all your other supplements. Just maybe start using a digestive enzyme now, for sure.
We're talking today with Dr. Ellen Cutler, the author of Micromiracles, Discovering the Healing Power of Enzymes. If you'd like to join the conversation on Health Watch, the number here is 503-231-8187. So you'd mentioned that you have a questionnaire in Micromiracles for people to find out whether they may be enzyme deficient. Are there some hallmark features of enzyme deficiency that are particularly telling?
Yes. There are a few that are pretty much conclusive. First of all the digestive disorders, whether it's like you have a lot of acid reflux or always bloated, those are signs, or constipated or diarrhea, those are signs of enzyme deficiency. The second thing is your immune system is weak, and this is probably the second primary symptom of an enzyme deficiency. You're always getting sick, whether it's colds or flus or virus. You're the one who's always susceptible to that. Inflammation, joint pain, at any age, you should not have that. If you wake up in the morning and you're feeling very stiff, that's a sign. Food allergies, because enzymes pretty much will reduce or eliminate a lot of food allergies, and 90 million Americans suffer food allergies. So it will definitely reduce food allergies, and you can eat some of the foods that you could not eat when taking enzymes. Not really bad allergies, but those chronic problems with certain foods. And the other thing is you're noticing you feel you're getting older than you should, you're looking at your skin, because it really takes its toll on the skin and hair and nails. Once you start taking enzymes, you really see a change in your appearance. I could literally look at someone in the eyes and see if they're taking an enzyme and they're absorbing and digesting their food. And there's an enzyme I recommend in my book, too, by the way, that is part of my basic plan that helps with preventing stroke. And, you can start too early or too late to prevent stroke. So I put everyone on that enzyme. It's called protease. It's fibrinolytic, which means it breaks fibrin and prevents stroke. And so everyone goes on that. And just that alone will make such a difference. And I have more information about this and even some recommended formulas that in my research in the book I saw are good formulas out there on my website, which is bioset.net.
Well, I know you mentioned earlier vegetarian enzymes or enzymes from plants. Right. And I know there are some supplements that are also enzymes from animals, whether they're pancreatic enzymes or ox bile or what have you. Do you have a preference of one over the other, and do they do different things?
That's a really good question. I only talk about plant or vegetarian type enzymes in my book. I had found, doctor, that those are the best for digestive purposes and for the natural preventative and healing of these chronic problems than any other enzyme out there. Animal enzymes are a whole different supplement, and they are not probably the best enzyme for digestion. There's a doctor in New York, Dr. Gonzalez, that's working with cancer and using animal enzymes. So the animal enzymes are very specific to target different tissues or cancer cells. And that's not been my study, although I have a great chapter on cancer as far as prevention and what you do afterwards. But I primarily use plant enzymes. And the other reason that they are superior for digestion, they work in a really broad pH range. And when you look at the pH of the body, when a food gets to the stomach, the pH is very low. And there's reasons for that, but a lot of animal enzymes are destroyed in that very acid pH. And there are some supplements out there that have coating on it and fillers so that they are not destroyed, but I found those are very hyperallergenic. So, again, all in all, I do prefer plant enzymes or fungal enzymes. They're another one that's even better than that, grown on fungus plants. They don't have any fungus in them, but they are the best. And between those two is what I primarily use in my practice and my patients and what I teach. And I teach this to doctors all over, and that's what I recommend.
And, And are there some people out there where it's contraindicated for them to take them? Maybe someone with severe intestinal inflammation or something where the proteases might aggravate them?
Every once in a while, I will find, and I talk a lot about that in Micromiracles, every once in a while, somebody will have a little bit of distress with taking protease. And vegetarian enzymes in a vegetarian capsule, believe it or not, you have less problems with it. But if you've had a history of reflux or acid or ulcer, it's probably better to take, not take an enzyme with a lot of protease in it. And I have one that I recommend in my book, which is a gastric enzyme for those people. And you can find either that specific enzyme in your health food store, or you can even find what's in it and use it with an enzyme. But most health food stores will have that particular gastric enzyme that's very soothing to the gastrointestinal tract if you do have it. But what's great is that a lot of the medication, there's so many now. I mean, the shelves are filled with over-the-counter acid medications for acid indigestion and for reducing that possibility. And a lot of those medications are not good for you. This particular thing works just as well, even better, and it can't hurt you at all.
Well, you do have a section in the book also about the relationship between enzyme deficiency and,
right.
and mood disorders. And that might come to a surprise to a lot of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could maybe explain the connection between digestive function and particularly enzyme deficiency and potentially a propensity for depression or anxiety.
That's really, really a good question. I have seen over the years in my practice that many people who suffer mood disorders or mild depression, and it manifests in many ways in poor self-esteem or lack of motivation in life or problems with sleeping and relating to people at all ages, is usually a result of food allergies, number one, and deficiency of nutrients. So there are many foods that people are allergic to that can definitely cause mood disorders, such as wheat is a huge one, or other grains as well. When you take an enzyme with some of these foods, many of those food allergies are eliminated almost sometimes permanently. So taking an enzyme before you're eating, you'll notice you won't feel that those different effects from the different foods. I also recommend eating less of those foods altogether. And the other thing that can lead to is that when you don't digest your food, which happens without an enzyme, a lot of people don't digest their food, and I feel like it's an epidemic, a lot of undigested food gets into the bloodstream, creating toxicity in the situation, which could also create or cause imbalances and mood disorders, as well as not absorbing the nutrients so that you have problems such as hypoglycemia, which is low blood sugar, which can cause imbalances in the body's neurotransmitters in the brain, which can lead to different kinds of mood disorders as well. So by helping your body digest the food, and like enzymes, I always say, are the optimal delivery system, delivering those nutrients to your cells will make a huge difference as far as creating a balance, helping with reducing or eliminating altogether those mood disorders or hypoglycemia. You know, you're getting adequate nutrition as well as digesting the food, and you eat less, which also is important, and crave food less, which adds to it. So it's an overall natural approach to some of these chronic disorders that I know I see in my practice all the time.
We're talking today with Dr. Ellen Cutler, the author of Micromiracles, Discovering the Healing Power of Enzymes. If you'd like to join the conversation on Health Watch, the number is 503-231-8187. And what do you think, Dr. Cutler, about or how do probiotics fit into your plan, using Acidophilus or Bifidus as a way to assist or optimize digestion?
Well, in my basic plan that I discuss in MicroMiracles for everyone, they should take a digestive enzyme before they eat. They should always take a probiotic. So that's in my basic plan, and then take this protease. That's like the basic plan that I give to all my patients. I've been using for years and years, and that's the results. And the reason that is the gut is probably the number one immune organ of the body. So when the gut is healthy, your body is more protected against bacteria and viruses and tumor cells or parasites or fungus, other potentially pathogenic organisms. So the gut is the key to good health overall and good health of the immune system. So I put everyone on it. And probiotic, what it does is it helps inoculate your digestive system with good, healthy bacteria rather than unhealthy bacteria, which is so easily obtained just by fermenting foods when they don't digest, etc. So keeping the gut healthy is, again, a key for all ages, so everybody goes on that. And even if you just take a minimum amount every day, I mean, there's a lot of books out there about taking a lot of probiotic. You know, I'm not crazy about a lot of anything. I think that, you know, as much as we can depend on eating good food, exercising, eating less food, and digesting your food adequately, I think we need less supplements and less, medication altogether. So that's really always been my approach. They call me the natural doc because I'm a vegan, a raw fooder. I just eat raw food, which I started around 5 years ago. I've been a vegan for years and years. And, it's amazing what happens when you incorporate more raw in your diet. You need less sleep, your immune system, you're alert, you have tons more energy. It's just incredible what good, healthy, energized food is. And enzymes guarantee that you're getting that good, healthy, energized nutrition.
Let's take our first caller. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on the air.
Hey, good show. I have a lot of digestive problems. I've had them all my life. I'm now 45. And a chiropractor actually put me on to DGL. Could you explain why DGL might be working for me for a symptom that seems to be like an acid reflux, but not really clear if that's what it is? And my other question is, have you got any thoughts about candida?
DGL is in my gastric. I was just talking, it was great. I was just talking about that gastric enzyme. DGL is in that. It's very soothing to the gastrointestinal tract, so that was very smart of your chiropractor to do that, much better than a lot of other, like I said, those over-the-counter medications. So it's really good for people who have that gastric reflux. Over time, though, you might be able, if you read my book, might be able to resume taking a good digestive enzyme that guarantees you a better digestion, so prevent this from happening again. You know, as you get older, you become enzyme deficient. It happens. So if you're ever with 45-year-olds or 50-year-olds, I'm in my 50s, and you hear people talking, I mean, no matter what, if you're at a soccer game or movies, online to a movie, you'll hear people talking about their digestive problems because it comes with age. When you start taking an enzyme within days or sometimes hours, you'll notice it's soothing. So it's great for as a temporary measure as far as healing the gut, but I would want to go on a good digestive enzyme, and I have good recommendations for that. And candida, I talk a lot about in my book as well and in other books. You know, candida is not a problem, just quickly, I feel you're allergic to candida. That's a whole other way of looking at it. So people get too caught up in I have candida or not. You know, digest your food, take a probiotic. I talk about it. I'm not crazy about grains. I take a lot of patients off grains, in fact, most, because it promotes a lot of inflammation. And if you tend to have yeast problems, which candida is, or a little bit more problems with it, going off of that carbohydrate can be incredibly helpful. And the protease is great for preventing any infections, including yeast and mold. So that is just a quick little, I know it's a complicated area, but those are just quick recommendations that I have, and I hope that helps, and definitely have more in my book and more on my website if you're interested.
Thank you for the call. So, unfortunately, we're coming near the end of the show, Dr. Cutler, but I would love it if you could, in your biography in the book, it mentions your system Bioset. Perhaps you could talk briefly about that and then give our listeners some ways to find out more resources about your book and where to find it.
Thank you so much for including me, for having me today and talking about Bioset. Is my, you know, my work over most of half of my life. It's a system for chronic health problems, and it's based on energy medicine, meridian therapy, and acupressure. Enzymes are part of it. Detoxification is another part, and a very revolutionary allergy desensitization that I developed many years ago that pretty much can eliminate most allergies. And there's more about that on my website and more about how to learn it. We're opening up now to many different kinds of people, not just health practitioners, so I'm very excited about it. And I have an internship program that I've just started this year. And it's Bioset, Bioset.net. And my book is available on all the lots of websites on the Internet, Amazon, as well as most of your local bookstores for sure. And I have a link on my website to where to get the book. And, you know, please, great gift, and take it to your health food store and find the enzyme that you need. Go in with it. It's a great reference book. I know that it will help most people.
And do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yes. Just remember that we are not vitamin and mineral deficient. We are enzyme deficient. Enzyme deficient. Enzyme is the key to restoring and preserving your natural radiance and energy. I know it. I guarantee it. It will change your life. And it's great for children as well. And it can hurt you. So it can only help. So that's easy.
Well, I appreciate you being on Health Watch today, Ellen Cutler.
Thank you. It was great. Great, great show. Great questions. Thank you so much.
We were talking today with Dr. Ellen Cutler, the author of Micro Miracles, Discovering the Healing Power of Enzymes. Stay tuned for the rest of the Monday Morning Radio Zine.